Okay, so here's a new marketing reality. Marketing is now a mobile and social conversation, and it's time to start marrying content with convenience. But these are not my words. It's the insights of today's guest. I'm Kareem Taylor, contributing editor at Promax BDA, and you're listening to the Daily Brief podcast. Andrew Finlayson, EVP of Digital and Social Media Strategies at Smith Geiger, delivered an engaging talk at Promax BDA's New York conference just a few weeks ago. He says, you want your video content to win. How can you create a targeted plan to engage viewers while they're at home and on the go? Finlayson makes it easy by giving us the 10 strategies leading media companies are using right now to effectively connect viewers with content. Here we go.
Thank you for that kind introduction. Thank you all for being here. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you here today. A pleasure because I get to share with you some of the proprietary research that Smith Geiger does for many of the leading media companies and agencies here in the United States and around the world. We have the true alphabet soup of clients, the very best, ABC, BBC, CNN, Discovery, ESPN. I can keep going. And it's our privilege to give them insights. And we're going to be sharing some of the same insights that we've shared with those companies over the last several months. In fact, I was presenting to one of the largest newspapers in the world just yesterday with some of these talking points. And it's a privilege because I know the importance of the people in this room. I've been to many Promax events. This is actually my third in a row of speaking. I hope I'll make it to the fourth one, which is in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. And I hope you'll see why people have invited us back, because we talk about the things that you most need to know to make the important decisions that you're going to be involved in. So when I meet people in the elevator or I'm in Silicon Valley, I've always got to do the pitch, and that is at Smith Geiger's, where content meets screens. We're operating all the time in understanding how people get content, why they consume it, and what do they do after they consume that content. And we have detailed understanding of how people open their eyes and begin their news, entertainment, and information journey for the day. I spent more time probably analyzing how people first wake up with that smartphone in their hand than probably anybody else you can imagine. I have a very weird life. And then we're looking at the day parts to see how people are managing their lives using all of the different screens. So there's events that happen at noon that you need to be able to take advantage of. And then as you slide into the evening with the opportunities around prime time, and if you're a video creator, you're a prime time person. You got to create content that will work in the prime time environment. And then overnight, because we even understand how people are using digital and social overnight. I'm Jimmy Kimmel, social and digital consultant, and I can tell you there's plenty of consumption of content that happens even at 12:05 a.m. in the morning. So I'm gonna give you lots of information, pump you full of it, probably more than you're gonna get in any other presentation today. I hope I can turn some of that, though, into ideas and insights that you're gonna be able to apply to the problems that you're facing. And if I do my job right, you've got Father Finlayson in front of you. I'm gonna go a little evangelical and give you guys some inspiration as we go forward. So with that in mind, what's your job as marketers? It's to recognize the connections that you can make for your clients with their content and the customers that they're trying to reach. And if you do it well, you are providing true leadership, which is what our industry needs right now. And if you can embrace some of the shifts that are taking place, and they are seismic, and they are not small in any dimension, because they're picking up pace every single day, you'll be able to help your clients and you'll be able to help your team control the future as you go forward. Because as you're gonna find out through this presentation, those small screens really, really matter. In fact, I'm going to add a job title to each and every one of your business cards right now. You've got to become the leading mobile marketer for your organization. Because if you can't master mobile, you're going to find out throughout this presentation, you are going to be left behind, or you've already been left far behind by others who understand this environment. Because we have to be constantly now leveraging the conversations that are taking place around our content. I work a lot in Silicon Valley. I've been to Facebook a number of times, and I tell them they should write a check to us because they built their business on our great content, the conversations that were happening around the NBA Finals, which is one of the projects that I just worked around. Look at how much social there was around something that was on the television screen all throughout that evening. So your challenge as you go forward is to make great content, but really, it's to make the most of the great content that you've already got as you go forward. So I give marketers that I work with, and I work with great marketers all across the country, three jobs whenever they're involved in a project. I say, your job is to create anticipation, to make the audience actually anxious to experience the great content. And we get to decide when that content premieres now in an on-demand universe. But you've always got to have a plan to build up that anticipation. And then it's not enough to publish and walk away. I was with a client the other day, and I said, you guys do a lot of publish and pray. And they said, what does that mean? I say, you put it out for the world, and then you walk away, and you go, oh, dear Lord, I hope they find it. That's not going to work for you anymore. You've got to have a plan to help them find it, but also then to have a conversation around it. And you want to own that conversation from the very first moment. Now, if you're a marketer these days, you are also a UX person, so add that to your title, because you've got to be able to craft the experiences that make people want to come back for more. Don't leave it to the web designers. Don't leave it to the digital team. Really, every pixel now has to be perfect if you're going to succeed. And then you've got to figure out where that piece of content is going, because the distribution of it can make a huge difference on how you're going to market that particular piece of content. And if you're marketing to young men, if you don't understand gaming consoles, you're not doing your job right these days, because that's an environment, what I like to call the gateway drug to online video. But I'm going to spend most of my time talking about discovery, because that's another title I want you to add to your long and growing list on your business card. You are now the chief discovery officers for your organization. You're going to help the audience to discover all the great content in the ways that you want them to consume it, so that they do anticipate, participate, and then have meaningful conversations following that. So I could spend days on every one of these 10 connections that I'm about to give you. Every one of them is deeply backed in research, and I'm going to show you some of that research so that you have a firm grounding in it, even walking out of this room. And no, the deck is not available after, so take plenty of pictures. I'm used to it when people do presentations like this. First one, word of mouth. I do lots and lots of work with lots and lots of companies. I get to see lots and lots of marketing studies. I can tell you that word of mouth still drives most of the activity that we want to encourage. But how you create that word of mouth is up to you, and it's going to depend on the 9 other connections that you can make. So television, the power of video has never been greater than it is today. I'm going to blow your mind with a number as to how many minutes and hours people are spending in front of their television, computer, smartphone, tablets every single day. And the number's grown over the last year, if you can believe that. We're going to talk about audio briefly. I used to work in radio. I can tell you there's an incredible reach story to this day with radio. And now with smart speakers, that reach has even expanded more. So understanding the audio environment, particularly as we move into the smart audio environment, where you will talk and then get content, is going to change marketing forever. Social media, you'll see that throughout this presentation, which is why I added it to my business card, because originally I was the EVP of digital, but people kept calling up and saying, we understand you know how to use social media to get people to reach for the remote. So I said, okay, I'll put it on the business card, but we've got to do social media in very special ways. And I'm actually going to give you some of the secret sauce that leading broadcasters are using and leading video content creators are using to entice people to their particular piece of content. Mobile, you're going to hear it over and over throughout this presentation. If you can't get on the small screen, you're never going to get them to the big screen. Put that again on your job description. You're going to be the mobile master of your particular organization. It really is the personal computer. I was at an event the other day and I said, everybody unlock your phone, now hand it to the person next to you. And there were screams, you know. People didn't want to pass their phone along because it's so private. We need to get into that space if we're going to be successful. Digital platforms. When people come to a website to consume a piece of video content, and they do, you've got to figure out how they're going to discover the next piece of content and then the next. I want you to put the words, I am a binge engine mechanic, because each one of you should be figuring out how you get people not to just consume one piece of content, but go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. That's going to be a very valuable job description going forward. You're going to see it in this presentation. Email, don't think it's old-fashioned. One of the most powerful devices we have to create conversions today, particularly for video content creators. We did a project, we were looking at a big OTT company. We were looking at their emails, and a double-digit number of their subscribers to that email said they consciously used it to make important decisions about what they were going to use, view. Messaging and chat, early days, very promising. We don't consult Voice of America, but we had a meeting with them. I want to assure you that messaging is taking off around the world. Chat is a part of that because, again, it's the exchange. If you ask a question, you get a reply. That's going to be a very different marketing dynamic for us going forward. I still love billboards from the day I was in radio. They work. But now we've got digital out of home, and now we've got signs that can actually recognize you as you walk by and change the message based on who's walking by. Spooky? Yes. Effective? Maybe. And then finally, physical. The idea that almost all the big broadcast events need to have a physical event attached to it. And I was walking around New York as I was getting ready for this meeting, and I saw all these physical events, but most of them have not been fully realized as to conversions. They basically touch and give a message, but they don't create any activity, which I think is a huge failure. So how do we know about these 10 connections? Because we're out in the field every day. We do qual, we do quant, we do ethnography, we do it all. We've got tools nobody else can imagine to be able to see what the consumers are doing, and we're actually on people's phones. We've partnered with Stanford in a unique project where we've paid people to have access to their smartphones. We continually do screen grabs. We know a lot about these people because they've opted in. And as a result, we get incredibly rich data that allows us to see what consumers are seeing and doing while they're on the go. You get these incredibly rich profiles of these people. Who are they? What did they do in the real world? But then what are they doing on these devices that they carry around with them at all times? And again, remember, this is the true personal computer. And this young lady, I'm not talking about her. Yes, there's a fair amount of porn consumed, but it's amazing to see how much stuff people are going back and forth, how quickly they're moving from one thing to the next. And that's what your data can't tell you. If you've got an app, you get a lot of data, but you don't know what they were doing before, and you don't know what they were doing after to be able to inform some of your marketing decisions. Now, remember I was saying there was a lot of activity even in the middle of the night? We know because we're looking at the phones even in the middle of the night. And 13,000 screenshots just in that hour, that was the lowest point where we were analyzing this particular set. You can see how it grows rapidly as people wake up and then the spikes and valleys that occur throughout the day. All of these are ways for you to get out your marketing message and understand. Because when you know where they were and what they're doing and where they go next, you can build completely different experiences and market in entirely new ways. But let's give you some data, because I want to give you some of the value that we give our clients. We've done industry surveys. People like you, C-level executives in the media industry, for a recent study. We did this with 79 of the people that we know, like, and trust. We know they could be honest with us. They gave us very complete answers. But we also did something unique. We combined many of those questions with consumers all around the United States. So what we did was we talked to these people. They had to use video. Notice we said it was VOD, live TV, or streaming. Could be on any device. We wanted to get that entire universe of content consumers. We did 18 to 54. We wanted to get outside the traditional TV 25-54 so we could show you how younger consumers have radically different behaviors than other people do. We did a long interview. This is just a quick snapshot of one element of it. The first thing that you see up top is what? Live linear television. Yes, it exists. People still do it. But look at all the streaming options now that they have in their life. Many of these did not exist even 5 or 10 years ago. So we're seeing a big shift. Now, the industry leaders that we talked to, they're fairly confident that they can address some of these challenges. I highlighted the things that have to do with marketing. When you go back and meet your boss, if you've got a boss, you can say to that boss, I know what you're worried about. I know that you're worried about all these things, and I'm going to be here to help you with some of these. Now, there are some things that these industry leaders were not sure that we were ready to handle. And you can see, again, there's quite a few marketing issues up on that sheet right there. And then there are some things they're really worried about. And you can see they are thinking, wow, we've got challenges with reaching younger audiences. I'm going to tell you the 10 connections that we've got in this deck. They help you connect with those younger consumers. And then embracing change. And it's hard for all of us. You know, if you're really good at marketing in one way, you want to keep doing it because you've had success. Well, now we need to market in so many new ways as we go forward. So this is a lot of verbiage, but I've done you the favor of highlighting what I want you to pick up on. Appointment viewing, that's traditional viewing of linear scheduled television, is seeing a significant drop even in the last year. That linear television and watching in pattern, the schedule of the broadcasters, the cable companies, is being eaten up by other behaviors. One of those is that lots of people are using second screens. And if you're a video marketer, you need to understand when they're watching a big screen, they've got a small screen in their hands and they're doing things with it. That's good news for you if you're trying to intercept somebody and convince them to come over to a new video experience. And again, half are routinely and actively using social media while they watch television. Whoa! That means you've got to have a multi-pronged social media strategy to reach those different groups of audiences, to give them something either to do to keep them engaged with your video, or again, recruit them over to your particular platform. And again, we've got lots and lots of data points, but they only gave me a half hour. This is one, though, that you really need to embrace. On one side, you see the old world, TV consumers watching live TV, strengths with the older consumers. Then you can see SVOD use. And that's up substantially from last year. Netflix is eating the universe. And you're part of that universe that they're enjoying. Now, TV retains loyalty. You can see up here the strengths that television have. People still love that thing called TV. It's just now TV's being dissolved into the internet, and the internet's being dissolved into TV. So with that in mind, we wanted to look at some of the screen time usages and shifting that's taking place. And again, if you're a marketer, you've got to embrace this. You know the power of primetime television. Whoa, that's streaming. Streaming has now surpassed live linear television for the first time in the history of our studies. And we've got studies going back years and years and years. So what does this mean to you? It means that if you're a broadcaster, your competition isn't just the station or the other cable channel, it's the entire OTT universe. You've got to be prepared to reach out to people who may not even have linear television available to them. And again, there's opportunities to use all these different platforms. Look at the purple line there. What does it tell you? During the day, the most important screen for many people for video consumption is their smartphone. So if you don't have a noontime strategy to reach people to bring them back in primetime when they've got more time and have the ability to enjoy it on a bigger screen, you're going to miss out on some great content opportunities to promote yourself. This is a huge shift. We do these things called acceleration, deceleration to help leadership teams understand where the gas is getting pressed down, where the brakes are getting hit. One of these is very clear. Looking at options on streaming sites before getting to cable or broadcast. Whoa! They're not even in the broadcast and cable environment. They're starting their evening primetime in a completely different universe. And again, you can see watching live TV programs is decelerating as we go forward. Now, there is good news for the networks. They have great brands. God bless them. And they're going to keep them as strong as they can for as long as they can because it translates over into the OTT universe. But people really do want these. When we told people you had to select what you would have going forward, you can see overwhelmingly they picked some broadcast network and many wanted multiple broadcast networks. And when we said, are you going to pay for it? They said, yes, I'll pay for it, but I want convenience attached to what I'm paying for. I want to be able to see what's live streaming, but then I also want to be able to catch up or binge on other programs. This blew me away because we have a great team. Our research team is phenomenal. They QC everything. I said, I want you to check this number. Are we sure? Yes, because the number had grown so dramatically. Look at how many people have multiple services. They're stacking Hulu and Netflix and Amazon and ESPN, and you can keep going now. They're getting the most magical thing in the world, credit cards on automatic renewal. That's what we've got to get if we're in the video content creation business. Now, we wanted to take a deeper dive into cord cutters. This is 11% of just that entire universe that are canceled basic cable, as you might think of it. And so of that 11%, 3% switched to a new service. They went back to what they had before in some version. 8% dropped it entirely. Most of them have SVOD in their lives, so that's that mix. And you can see they're using it to replace traditional television services. They still want the networks, though. They still want to have those big brands that they're familiar with in their voice. That's where that skinny bundle comes in. And then there's 78% with Netflix. 74% still want to watch live TV in some form. Smart TV, Roku. Wow, Roku's got such great strengths right now. And then look at that, owning a gaming console. Again, if you want to reach younger men, you've got to have a strategy around using the gaming platform as part of your marketing initiative. And yes, rabbit ears are back. Free TV, that's what some people are calling it. Well, with that in mind, I want to take you into the incredible battle that we have with all the noise that's going on, and there's a lot of noise out there these days. Look at that number. 10 hours and 10 minutes a day of consuming content on screens. You're going to say there's no way that's possible. And then I ask you to look into your own life and how often you're looking at your smartphone, how often you're looking at your smartphone while you've got your computer open, how often you're looking at your computer while you've got your TV on. You're overlapping hours of consumption every day. And by the way, other services have tracked remarkably close to this number as the total number of minutes that you now have screens. Why? Because you're carrying screens with you at all hours. While we were getting ready for this event, how many of you looked at screens while you were waiting here? All of you did. Come on, guys. It's okay. And how many of you looked while I was talking? That's okay, too. I speak on a lot of college campuses. They're always looking at their smartphones. Okay, look at Netflix. Again, the power of this. How many episodes of original content is Netflix supposed to do this year? 1,000 episodes. More than ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox combined. That tells you how much investor money they've been able to pump into Hollywood. Smartphone video. Again, as streaming gets better, and we're not even to 5G, look at the power of that platform there. TV continues to expand, but it's not just linear. It's all these other platforms as we go forward. So I've highlighted something here that's scary for our broadcast clients, but it can be countered. And look at that. There's about a fourth of the audience that's saying, I'm not sure I'm going to watch any live TV today. They have to be given reasons. That's marketing. That's what I do a lot of work on, giving people a reason to reach for the remote and watch a television program. Look at this item here. Learning about TV shows on social media, relying on social media to discover new content. Do you see the greens? Look at those younger demos. No, it's universal. Everybody's using social to find great video content as they go forward. Engaging with TV shows on video. Yes, powerful, but look at that 18 to 24-year-old, the leading edge of what's coming. They expect to be able to engage with the video content on social media platforms. So again, content discovery has shifted to non-linear platforms. That reflects, of course, what people are actually consuming. 27% turning to an SVOD platform first thing at 7 p.m. Whoa! That gives you a sense of where we're going to be going forward as we continue to develop more and more OTT. And you're using your friends and social media now as a filter to be able to help you decide what it is that you're going to watch, because you've got so many choices, you don't want to waste your valuable time on anything less than superb. And that's what, again, social can help you with. This is the first source turned on to TV after 7 p.m. This is that prime time window where you saw so much video consumptions taking place. Broadcast channels still have a force. They're still valuable in this environment, but you can see that streaming video from Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon is even bigger than that. This is about the importance of getting reviews and then being able to share those reviews with your audience. I was presenting to a C-level group of people, and I showed them an ad unit from one of the streaming services that mentioned Certified Fresh, Rotten Tomatoes Certified Fresh, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, the CEO didn't. He didn't know what Rotten Tomatoes was. He didn't know what Certified Fresh was. Well, guess what? He doesn't understand how younger consumers are using Rotten Tomatoes to make decisions about all sorts of content in their lives. Now, we understand, and I think the industry understands, that social media is a critical ingredient in any marketing plan. And you can see here, these are the industry leaders reflecting on what they think is going to happen with social media going forward. In some ways, they're a little further ahead than the audience is. But that's because I think they're starting to wake up to the fact that there are so many conversations taking place around their content, and they want to be able to leverage it in ways they can't with traditional media plans. Younger viewers, and this is 18 to 24, really love to use social to talk about television. And I've highlighted something really interesting here. You enjoy finding out more about the cast of your favorite shows online. Again, many marketing plans sort of, it's all about the show, but they don't understand. People have favorite characters, favorite actors, actresses that they want to follow and engage with. This is the opportunity to get you in front of new consumers as you go forward. They are heavily weighted towards going to OTT first thing when they turn on the television. And I was doing a presentation like this, and the big executive in the room said, stop. I thought he was mad. He said, I want everybody to write down what Andrew just said, because my son, when he walks into the room, turns on television, watches Netflix, turns it off, and he never gets to see broadcast. He said, that's the challenge that we have to get our team in front of the right viewers going forward. And they're using social and digital to help make some of those important decisions going forward. Look at the power of Snapchat and Instagram over many other places to get information about what you can watch on television. Hearing about TV shows or that you follow on friends or social media, that's digital word of mouth. We want to take advantage of that because you can see the strengths that it has across all demographics. You're using your smartphone as a tablet, as a remote control? Yeah, some people do that, but look at the one below it. Comment on TV show on Facebook while you're watching that show on TV. Too many shows post content about Facebook, then the show's actually on the air, and they're not actually participating in the discussion with the audience while they're watching it. And you have to do it in multiple time zones now. So looking ahead to the next 2 to 3 years, we want to bring all this research into focus. You're going to see some continued momentum with social media apps as a mechanism to get out the word. Good news for local TV, there's actually some momentum there because people do want to have easy access to the information that most directly impacts their lives. Network TV apps, they're an extension now of World News Tonight or Good Morning America. And then that local show on local TV still continues to have value to consumers. You can see what's stable here. And you can see that there's a deceleration taking place with cable. Some of that may have to do with fatigue related to, of course, the political environment we're in. But it could be more serious than that. People want to pick and choose when they want to consume content. And again, cable doesn't necessarily satisfy that need. So I'm going to wrap this up by coming back to the 10 things that you need to have in your next big video marketing initiative as you go forward. You've got to start with, how am I going to generate word of mouth? If you're not having that conversation every time you start one of your marketing initiatives, you're not doing it right. Earlier this week on Monday, I was with a team in New York, and we were talking about a big project that they'd done, and it wasn't working for them. And they called and brought us in, and they said, why isn't it working? And we had to help them reverse engineer what was the word of mouth that they wanted to create around the project that they were involved in. Television still has incredible value. But we've got to synchronize it with all these other platforms. I see promos running on television, but there's no corresponding effort done on social and digital at the same time. Audio will be an opportunity. I imagine many television programs will have their own smart speaker / flash briefing available going forward to help brief you on the show to get you ready for the next show as you go forward. Social media, you saw it throughout this presentation. We have to, though, have a plan to engage. You can't just post and then hope that the audience takes care of that post for you. You got to get on the smartphone. If you can get on the smartphone, you've got a shot at getting people to reach for the other device they have in their hands, which is the remote. I tell people all the time, they watch with this hand with the remote or this hand with the remote, but in the other hand, there's a smartphone. You've got to take advantage of that as you go forward. If they're coming to a digital platform, you want them to be guided deeper into the content. Don't let them come, watch one, and walk away. Have a plan for the conversion to get them into the next one. Email, don't neglect it. When I was presenting to a team, they said, the email, that's pretty old-fashioned. And I said, What's the first thing that happens when a millennial gets that big first-time job? They get a company email. Do you think they're going to neglect that box? No, get into that box and see if you can create a conversation as you go forward. Messaging, again, and chat, especially with the introduction of AI, is going to change the relationship that people have with many brands. It can change the relationship that they have with your video brands as you go forward. Digital out of home and signage, you're going to be able to do some very cool things with that going home forward, almost like science fiction. And then the physical events. I still think when you can actually physically touch somebody, you can get back to word of mouth faster than any other way that you can. So again, you've got to use all your connections to get people to reach for the remote. These are the 7 steps that I work with teams on. It's much more detailed than I can possibly go into in the 30 seconds I have left, but you can see that you have to build anticipation. Then you have to decide what is the aspiration of the audience that your show reflects. What is it about the show that appeals to them? You've got to then be able to visualize it, because almost all of social media and mobile is a visual experience, not a reading experience. And then how can you activate them to get them to do cool things like watch your particular piece of content? If you synchronize, create conversations, then you can get the amplification around the great content that your team's created. So your new marketing reality, as I wrap this up, media habits, as you've seen, are rapidly shifting. You are now experts in velocity. You know the speed and the direction that your consumer's heading. So you can realize for your clients that marketing is now a mobile and social conversation, not just a marketing plan. And if you do this, you'll marry content with convenience, which is really the key to the new consumer experience. So your jobs were never simple when you only had one screen and only a couple of ways to market what you guys are doing. Now it's a lot more complicated. Your jobs were simpler back then. But welcome to the new world of 10 Connections. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Paige Albiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. Kareem Taylor produced this episode. Video helper provided the music. Digital producer Kate Lekire-Marion contributes to Daily Brief. Follow Promax BDA on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org, and you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.